The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, my name's Joe Fickus, and I am from Birmingham in the United Kingdom. Even though I live 5,000 miles away, I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 443 of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show today is the one and only Mr. Christopher Eliopoulos.
Oh, wow. I go first
stage
this time, huh?
Screen in
comic books.
Comic books. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Mike. So today's song will be Pretender by the Foo Fighters.
Because on my running playlist.
Wow, you have a lot of my songs on there, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, who was that?
How do you fight Foo?
Foo Fighters?
First you leave Nirvana.
Yep.
And then you
pick up the guitar.
To fight Foo.
Foo Fighters is
Chris,
the
are those
understand.
The guys that did the video on the treadmill?
No, that's Go.
Okay, Go. Yeah. No, the Foo Fighters, actually the name Foo Fighters are the alien spaceships in World War II that they, you know, said they were trying to shoot down. So.
Oh, I never knew that.
What was the name of the song?
The Pretender.
Pretender?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Like we have a Pretender in the White House now.
David Grohl, who used to be in Nirvana, the drummer.
Shh, don't give away my secrets, Michael.
Okay. I'm sorry, Michelle.
David Grohl, who used to be in Nirvana. Do you know who David Grohl is? Okay. Anyway.
I know. It's like talking.
Is that Diana Krall?
Grohl. Not Diana. No.
Okay. So close. Well, who is that lovely melodious?
It's the one and only Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Dr. Michelle.
Dr. Michelle is putting up her doctor title for a month because I am out of school. Boom. End of the semester.
Alice Cooper schools out forever. Right?
For summer. So close. So close. Geez.
Just like, as always, Michelle, you're just like Mike. No class.
But you tell it to all the boys.
Bing.
Wow. I'll be here all week. Try the veal, everybody.
Wow.
Don't forget to tip your waitresses.
And it's time for a tip.
Yes.
So, for those who are off to a Run Disney weekend, you're packing your stuff and you're packing your running shoes. This is what I would suggest. Before you put your running shoes in your suitcase, I want you to pack them with crumpled up newspaper. I want you to put crumpled up newspaper in each of your sneakers. And so when you get to Florida or you get to California or wherever their Run Disney race weekend is, you take out your newspaper, your crumpled newspaper, and just set it aside. You may or may not need it, because if it does rain, then you will need that newspaper and you'll shove it into your shoes the night before a race, or the day after a race, or whatever, whenever they're wet. And by morning, that newspaper will wick away the moisture. It will pull it out. Now, why do I say do that? Because if you go there, you may not be able to find newspapers. So, if you pack crumpled newspaper in your running shoes before you even leave, then you'll have it in case you need it.
My question is, what is a newspaper?
Yes, I know. Do they even have them?
I put my iPad in my shoes. I don't know. That doesn't seem fun.
I didn't do my shout-outs.
What?
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Wow, then look, here's some shout-outs.
These two, they posted on the Mickey Milers, just really struck a chord with me. Kristen Ostrega ran 20 miles on the treadmill. I've done that many a time. And also Laura Torok, Dr. Laura Torok, ran 13 miles. She's in Minnesota and they had 6 inches of snow. So
we are fast approaching the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend in January, and it's on our minds. Michelle and I will be there. Chris, unfortunately, will not be there, but you know, we've been there enough so that we have an idea as to not only what we have seen, but also what we would like to see. And yesterday, Michelle and I were talking about things along that line, and she came up with a great idea for a topic, and that would be something that she defined as a Run Disney experience, and something that you, the runner, would like to, I guess, experience during the race weekend. And I think the best thing to do would be to have Michelle lead us off.
Yeah, so what I was thinking about is that sometimes when I go to conferences, you can go 1 or 2 days before, 1 or 2 days after, and have an extra experience. So that could be a workshop, or it could be meeting with a famous researcher, or doing some sort of training. So I was thinking, I know going to a Disney race takes a lot of money anyway, but if there were some experiences that you could pay a little bit extra for, and it would kind of enhance your weekend, what might those experiences be? So that was my idea. And my mind started going right away with a whole bunch of different things. But I thought my two buddies here might have some ideas too.
Why don't we let Chris go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sure. I got to go first. Now I got to figure something out real quick.
yes, you do. Because if you don't go first, if I go before you, you never know. I might steal it.
I know. Well, I've been stealing all yours lately. So actually, mine is kind of personal in the sense that I've always had a problem with nutrition in terms of what to eat, when to eat, how to eat. And I would really love to have like a sort of semi-private, private, almost like, a lunch with an Imagineer, but with like a nutritionist, and sort of go over the things that I need to do better at. I still, even though I try to do the right things when I'm out running, I drink water, but then when I come home, what's the right thing to eat? What do I eat during the week? A lot of times I have problems trying to figure out what to eat that's simple, easy, and the correct thing to eat during the week, because I tend to get, like, I'm so busy and I want to eat the right thing, but I don't have the time, so I just grab something garbage food. And I would love to have, like, sort of somebody, a nutritionist like Tara?
Tara Guidus.
Mm-hmm. To sort of talk me through, some simple recipes or simple things that I could do during the week to help with my nutrition and help improve my running ability. So
just to jump in here, Chris, the difference between this and the speaker series would be that Tara would just be sitting down with just you and kind of talking about what your lifestyle is and what dietary restrictions you might have or what foods you like or dislike.
Yeah, I mean, she always is great in that she gives the overview for everybody, but I really want – I mean, I guess I could just get a nutritionist – but, as an experience there for the weekend, maybe just some, time with someone like that who would kind of walk you through these kind of things would, I'm up, because I have a different lifestyle from a lot of other people. I work at home. I'm constantly busy. Sometimes I go out on book tours and I'm, gone for 3 weeks. It'd be nice to have somebody that could sort of teach me some of that stuff to take home from that weekend. So that'll be mine, at least for now.
I like it.
Who's next?
Michelle?
Michael? Michelle?
Do you want me to go first? Sure. All right. So I would like to, one of the things that I'd love to, I've done the e-coaching with Jeff Galloway, which has been wonderful. It got me through Dopey and my first Boston and things like that. But one of the things that I've always been curious about is my gait. So I know the types of things that you need to do when you're running, stand up straight. And I've also done chi running where they say lean forward a little bit. But I would just like to have somebody like Jeff Galloway just watch me run and give me some tips about things that I'm doing wrong, things that I'm doing okay. So, things like posture, the stride, my stride, how fast I'm going, the intervals I'm using. It would be nice just to have a half an hour, even, a small group of people, just to have him kind of watch me run and say, Michelle, these are the 3 things that you could do to improve. And I think that would be invaluable to me, kind of like 3 little mantras that I could take with me when I'm running to to improve, because some of the things that I experience from time to time are neck pain and lower back pain. And I just suspect that there are some things that I could be doing to kind of improve my running and improve my form and to do better at the whole running experience. So that would be one thing. I don't know how much I would be willing to pay, but, you know, maybe a hundred or two to have a half an hour session with Jeff, I think would be really, really valuable for me. I'd have to save my pennies, but I'd rather do that than spend the money in the expo for running clothes, because I have lots of those already. Mike?
What I'd like to see, if this ever came about, would be all the money that was spent would go to charity. You know? So mine is kind of weird because, well, the first one anyways is kind of weird because it's sort of an experience, but it would remove me from actual running. I'm calling mine Running with Rudy. And all it is that you get a chance to shadow Rudy for the entire race weekend. So you get up when he gets up. So, you know, a limousine picks you up and takes you over and you meet him and you go through everything that he goes through. You actually watch him and, you know, how his day goes on. You get to shadow and get to see what it's like for him to go through a Run Disney race weekend. I think that would be really interesting. However, the bad news is that if you do that, you're not going to be able to do the run the race. So I think that would be
worthwhile. Even just for one day.
Even just for one day. And again, it would be nice if the money went to Give Kids the World or somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Who's
like
next?
It.
Chris, got one? Got another one?
Yeah. So at a lot of the larger comic book conventions that we have, they have a thing called Preview Night. They open up the convention hall the night before the real convention starts. People are selling their wares. You can sort of get a lay of the land. Sometimes they have events there. I would love to see Run Disney do that with the expo, because a lot of us have to get in early.
Yeah, I love that.
We usually have to get a day early because we have to get our bibs and stuff like that. So, you know, it'd be nice to have like a preview night, so you're not going to have as big of a crowd. You can get through it and see the wares and maybe pick up some things before it gets super crowded and be done with it before. Now, obviously, we're talking about some of the Run Disney specific products, so I don't know if they're able to sell them or anything like that because they always seem limited. But I think for the other people, it would be a great opportunity for them to sell some extra stuff the night before the beginning of the races. So I'd love to see that. I mean, obviously, it's good for them. It wouldn't cost them anything, I mean, except for bus fare, you know, to get over there.
So but, could you maybe, like, get the New Balance shoes if you're going to get those? Or
look, I'd be saying they should just give it out to anybody that shows up. And because I hate this whole idea that there's a limited quantity of stuff. But I would love that they would have everything available the night before. Maybe even do a couple of those talk sessions the night before, just to sort of get things rolling. But yeah, so that I would like to maybe do that. Like, just we get in and have it run late, like late into the night. Because so many people are arriving late the night before, it'd be good to just be able to check in and see the doings.
Very cool. I like it.
Yeah. All right. Michelle?
Well, I would like to have, there are a lot of great running books, one of which would be Born to Run by Christopher McDougall. And Mike, a few years ago, you and I actually got to be in a session with about 100 people, where Chris McDougall was talking about the minimalist running and the way that he wrote his book. I think it would be cool to be in a private session, not private one-on-one, but, you know, a small session with, you know, 100 people with some of these authors who've written these great running books. And there are many, many who could be on that list. But wouldn't it be fun to read the books and then to be able to ask some questions about their books and kind of get motivated, maybe get them to sign the books before the races? I think that would be a fun experience that not everybody would have the opportunity to do. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that would be very, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could.
Or even, you know, you've seen some. You like a lot of runner movies. I don't watch.
Yeah.
Can you give examples of some? Maybe the people who are in those movies or
have made those movies?
Well, I mean, the first one that comes to mind is the Barkley Marathons.
Right.
And it would be nice to have an opportunity to speak with one of the runners who actually finished it. There haven't been that many runners who have been able to finish the Barkley Marathons. And for those of you who don't, I can't really get into it. It would take up too much time on this podcast. But
maybe we could do another podcast on
Barkley. The Barkley Marathons is an unbelievable movie. It talks about a very interesting race and how, I don't know, maybe a dozen people have finished this particular race in history.
Some of the folks who have run that.
Don't get to see, you get to see a little bit about what they have to go through, but just to be able to talk to them. So that would be something that I think would be very popular.
Mm. Yeah. Cool. Mike?
I like it.
So my thought is, wouldn't it be kind of cool and fun if on the eve of a race, you could have dinner with Carissa, John, and Rudy?
Yeah, that would
and
be
sit fun. Around the table and talk with them.
Or drinks.
And drinks. probably.
Yeah, because you want to be drinking before the night.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe after the race.
It would be dinner. It would be dinner. And it would be an early dinner, probably around 6 or 7 o'clock, maybe right after they have all their duties taken care of for the day at the expo. But I think that would be fun. I mean, they're quality people. They're funny people. They make this race experience in Florida very, very, very rewarding, and they've become friends with a lot of us, a lot of runners out there. So I think it would be kind of cool. So that's I would pay as much as $250 to do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chris?
To charity, right? To charity.
To charity, though, mm-hmm. Yeah. Not yeah. Charity, $50.
So I was kind of thinking, so they've started doing these virtual runs, and I was thinking it might be an interesting thing if they combine the virtual runs with an actual Disney race. Maybe what they do is where you can run some of your races at home and a race at Disney, and then you get another medal for that. So like you do a couple of races at home or do a couple of runs and you log in and show that you ran those races on the new Run Disney app that I just imagined. Mm-hmm. And then when you come to Disney proper and run it, maybe it's like a threesome, you know, like three races, and you get a medal for that one. And it would sort of combine the home training with the actual race and make you feel a little bit better about all that running at home. Obviously, cool. You pay extra for it, but hey, whatever. If we're having dinner with Rudy for $250, I think a virtual with a real race mixed together might be something interesting.
I'm digging it. Is it my turn again already?
Your turn again,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Maybe last time around.
Yeah, I think last time around. Let us see what I would like to do. I think it would be fun to have a private or a semi-private fitness session with Fitz Kohler before a race to talk about stretching, to talk about strength, to kind of what you did with the nutrition, Chris,
mm-hmm.
but to have her, kind of interview me about my lifestyle and about, again, I'm having a lot of lower back pain. So suggestions about how to tackle that, how to manage that when I'm running or exercising. Right now, burpees are the bane of my existence because it just kills my lower back. But she's just such a positive and an interesting person and with such a wealth of knowledge that just to have a small session with her, I think, would be really, really awesome. So a small session with Fitz. Mike?
I think this one really should be attributed to Chris. So if I steal this from you, Chris, I apologize. But
go
I think,
ahead.
But I think it would be nice to sit in on a planning session with the person who designs the medals. Talk, and we've tried to bring one of those people on the show, and what I'm looking at is, how do you begin the process? What is the creative process? And Chris, you're probably more familiar with this than Michelle and myself. So you start off with the theme, and how do you come up with the ideas, and what type of influences are you looking at, and how do you go about taking that first step towards the design and taking us through the phases, and then how long does it take to do it? And stuff like that. So I think that would be really interesting, because I know that, you know, when you have 20, 25 years of the same race, it gets kind of tired to see that same medal. So, you know, what do you do when you not only do an inaugural medal, but what about 20 years down the road, and when you want that particular year to be somewhat unique, what do you do? So I think that would be an interesting experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chris, I think so. Take us home.
Am I doing the last one, or is it just going, I'm the last of the last round?
I think you're the last of the last round.
Did you? Yeah, I think you went first. I think we're done.
But that's all right. I got one last one if you want to hear.
Oh, if you have one, sure.
It was just basically taking that all the way a full step further. And when I mentioned, excuse me, on the last show discussing about all different types of people and how these races run for all of them, like, and how Disney approaches that, I would love to see sort of like a focus group day where, like, people could come in, pay a couple extra bucks, and have meetings with the Run Disney executives and give their stories and sort of work with them to help them understand who these people that they're trying to sell Run Disney to, and sort of come out like we're doing. We basically are doing focus groups for them right now. I would love to be able to go in and sit down with a race executive and say, you know, why aren't you doing this? Or you do realize when you do this, this is how people feel. Or, you know, like, I mean, you could totally go into the whole, you know, why do you sweep and what time do you sweep and why, you know, why do some people get away with it? Some people don't. Why do people always get medals? Even if they don't finish a race, some people are against it. Some people are for it. I think there's something missing there. And I think it would be great if, like, before one of those big races, when you're really, your mind is set on these races, having a full on discussion with the executives to, you know, just sort of give some feedback to them directly would be a great opportunity.
Would you pay extra money? Would you pay money for that? Or
I mean, look, it works great for Disney, but I think I would pay money. For me anyway, I don't know about you and Mike. I think you would do the same thing. If your voice got heard by these people, if you felt like, we love going to Run Disney events, obviously we're doing a podcast about it, and there are obviously thousands of people that do these things, and then we've been discussing lately how disappointed a lot of people are getting. And, like, even a friend of mine, Nate, we were talking about next races, and he goes, oh my god, the Dopey is still available right now.
Wow.
And that says something. And so to me, that says they need this feedback. They need us to tell them what we're missing, and I think it would be good for them. I don't know if we need to pay for it, but I'd be willing to pay for it just so that maybe I could say, hey, you know, here's why you're losing a lot of people and why you're starting to lose me, and I want to be a part of this more and more, and here's what I'm looking for. But then the person next to me may have something else they want, you know, something different, you know. And I think it'd be good for them, and it'd be good for the runners to also feel like that they're being listened to. So, I don't know.
Interesting.
Hold on, let me move this soapbox over. Okay. So,
I think it's admirable that you would do that during your vacation time.
Is it really? Yeah. Well, I guess it's vacation time, but it's also sort of the thing we love to do, right? You know, and so we love talking. I mean, you and I, three of us sit and talk about it every week. So I would have no problem going in there and discussing it with them. And, you know, again, it doesn't have to be race weekend too, right? I mean, they could do Skype calls, or they could do, you know, some other availability things where, you know, and again, if the Run Disney people are listening to us, feel free to contact us. Mike, Michelle, and I have wonderful ideas. And if you want to speak to us, we're always available for consultations.
That's true. All right.
So any others before we wrap this up?
Excellent. I can't do better than that. That's woo-hoo! That's very good.
Well, you think Chris wins?
Actually, he always wins. He's very creative. I tell you, I didn't think we'd have as much as we ended up doing. So great idea, Michelle.
Bravo.
However, there may be more. And again, we turn to our listeners who may have some interesting ideas.
They may say, why didn't they talk about this?
That's correct. So we, as always, the conversation will continue on Facebook. And we're looking forward to your ideas. So for Chris Aliopoulos, for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks. Once again, we want to remind everyone that on Thursday, January 5th at 10 o'clock, we'll be holding a Mickey Miles and More podcast post 5K breakfast meet at Sunshine Seasons in the Land Pavilion in Future World in Epcot. On Friday, January 6th at 2 o'clock, we'll be holding a Mickey Miles and More podcast 10K carb load meet at Disney's Boardwalk Bakery. And on Saturday, January 7th at 2 o'clock, we'll be holding a half marathon celebration at the Wave Lounge at Disney's Contemporary Resort. We hope to see some of you there, if not all of you, at all of those meets. We wanted to make several because we know how difficult sometimes it's to make one particular meet, so we have put together those three. And at this time, on behalf of Chris Aliopoulos, on behalf of Michelle Scribner-McLean, and Mr. Voice, Rick Gregg, we want to thank everyone for listening this year, and we want to wish everybody happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and we will see you again next time. Bye-bye.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.